بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب أمر ولاة الأمور بالرفق برعاياهم ونصيحتهم والشفقة عليهم والنهي عن غشهم والتشديد عليهم وإهمال مصالحهم والغفلة عنهم وعن حوائجهم. الحمد لله. This is the 78th chapter of Riyad al-Salihin. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayh mentions this chapter on commanding those who are in a position, those who have authority. So those who are in authority, this chapter commands them to be kind to their people, to their citizens, to their subjects, and to advise them correctly, to be compassionate upon them or towards them, and forbid them from deceiving the people and being harsh to the people, to the subjects, and also not to neglect the best interests of the citizens and those who are their subordinates, those who are under them, and not being unmindful towards them and towards the needs. قال الله تعالى وَخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ لِمَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah Ta'ala says, and be humble to those believers who follow you. وقال تعالى إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغْيِ يَعِذُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, verily Allah instructs justice. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ. Allah instructs justice and the doing of good and giving to relatives. And Allah has forbid immoral behavior. Allah has forbid evil and oppression. Allah advises you so that you may take heed. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته. الإمام راع والمسؤول عن رعيته. والرجل راع في أهله مسؤول عن رعيته ومسؤول عن رعيته. والمرأة راعية في بيت زوجها ومسؤولة عن رعيتها. والخادم راع في مال سيده ومسؤول عن رعيته. وكلكم راع وكل ومسؤول عن رعيته. متفق عليه. Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu says that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that each one of you is a shepherd and each one of you is answerable for his flock. So the leader of a community, the person who has got authority over the people, he is a shepherd and he is answerable for his flock. The man of the house, the father, the husband, he is a shepherd over his family and he is answerable for his flock. The wife, the woman in the house, she is a shepherd over her husband's house and is answerable for her flock. The khadim, the servant, is a shepherd over his master's wealth and is answerable for his flock. Rasulullah SAW says, all of you are shepherds and each one of you is answerable for his flock. So again, this hadith teaches us, those of us who are in a position, whether you're the father of the house, whether you're the mother of the house, whether you're the servant, or you may be the amir of the town, the mayor of the town, you are a person of authority, you're the president, the prime minister, then you have to be trustworthy, you should be concerned about the best interests of your subordinates, your people, and you'll be questioned because you have been placed in this position of authority and you have responsibilities to fulfill to the people. So if you're a father, you've got responsibilities over your children, your wife and your children, so you'll be answerable in the day of Qiyamah and accountable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regard to your flock. Did you treat them correctly? Where did you advise them? Were you compassionate towards them? Or did you just neglect their interests and you did not fulfill their needs? Therefore, in the next hadith, we find it very, very important. Wa Nabi Ya'la Ma'qil ibn Yasar radiallahu anhu qal sami'atu Rasulullah ism yaqul ma min abdin yastar'ihi Allahu ra'iyyah yamutu yawma yamut wa huwa ghashun li ra'iyyatihi لا حرم الله عليه الجنة متفق عليه وفي رواية فلم يحطها بنصحه لم يجد رائحة الجنة وفي رواية لمسلم ما من أمير يلي أمور المسلمين ثم لا يجهد لهم وينسع لهم إلا لم يدخل معهم الجنة. أبو يعلى معقل بن يسار رضي الله عنه says, I heard Rasulullah saying that no person, no slave is made a shepherd over a flock by Allah Ta'ala, and then he dies whilst deceiving his flock. So he dies in the condition that he did not fulfill his responsibilities towards them. He deceived them. Except that Allah Ta'ala makes Jannat prohibited for him. And the next rewind says that if he did not protect them by giving them good advice, then he will not smell the fragrance of Jannah. And the third narration says that any leader who is appointed over the affairs of the Muslims and he does not strive for their sake, does not advise them correctly and properly, then he will not enter paradise with them. In other words, he will and won't enter paradise with those who enter Jannat initially. Now, because of Iman, eventually, ultimately he will enter Jannat, but not with the successful ones, not with those who will enter Jannat immediately. But basically what this hadith again emphasizes, that we should not be deceiving those people who are under us, we should not cheat them, and we should be kind towards them and fulfill the responsibilities that is placed over our shoulders regarding to them. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.